Say, the thing, I didn't even notice you had one in this house or not, but in the front of the house, where you might have chairs or swing where people could sit, you know, that would be the
porch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does this house have one?
It's got a small one. It's not even big enough to sit on.
Mm-hmm. But you still call that a porch?
Uh-huh. It's a front porch.
Front porch. Okay. Would it make any difference what you would call it, say one that extends around on the sides of the house? Have you ever seen them like that?
In the older houses?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what they're called.
But as far as you're concerned, it'd be
a screen. It's a screened-in porch on two sides of the house.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Could you have one on an upper story?
Balcony?
So that would be a balcony. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. And at the back of the house, it would be a
back porch.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about talking about the porch, maybe the front porch? Those things that you have to go up to get from the yard to the porch, you call
steps.
Them. Mm-hmm. Now, what about inside if you wanted to get to the second?
Stairs.
Okay, so steps outside, side stairs.
Inside, right.
Okay.
Except when there's a few. Like the steps going from the kitchen down to my grandma's room, those are three steps, you know?
Yeah.
Go down the steps.
Just a few.
Those aren't stairs.
There's steps inside. Okay. Right. What about, you said porch. Have you ever heard people around here call it the gallery or the veranda?
I've heard veranda, but
yeah.
I don't ever use it. I've never really heard anybody use it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say if I came in the front door there and left it wide open and you didn't want it to stay that way, you'd ask me to do what?
Shut the door.
Okay. Would you ever say anything besides that?
Close the door.
Is one of those more any more polite than the other, or are you using pretty much interchangeably?
If I wanted to be nice, I'd say please close the door.
Close the door. Okay.
Yeah. Close the door, please.
Okay. So shut maybe is a little bit more emphatic than close?
Well, shut and close, they both mean the same thing, but I don't think either one of them is ugly,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
But if I, you know, don't want to appear ugly, I say please.
Okay. All right. Say on a frame house, do you have any idea what you call those boards on the outside of the house that kind of overlap each other like that? Have you ever heard weatherboarding or clapboarding?
I've heard of it, but I never did know.
Which one?
Realize what it was. Both.
Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Could you say it for
me? Weatherboarding, clapboarding.
Okay. Couldn't something like that possibly be siding? Would you ever say that?
Yeah, that's what Daddy calls it.
Mm-hmm. Could you say that for me?
Siding.
Okay. What do you call that vehicle that I came over here in?
A car.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
Oh, an auto. Automobile.
Would you ever use, which one do you use?
My car.
Sure.
I never say automobile.
You say, you get in your car and you begin to what?
Drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you say, I drive now, yesterday I
drove.
And I have.
Driven.
The top of the house, the part that covers the whole thing. That's the
roof.
Yeah, on some houses, I didn't notice on this one, but on the edges of the roof, there might be these things to carry off rainwater.
Gutters.
Okay.
Yeah, Daddy makes me get on top of the house and sweep them.
Oh, really?
Clean out the gutters.
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like fun.
Sweep the roof.
It'd be an acrobat, I guess.
Oh, yeah. No. I couldn't do it.
Say on houses, you know, where you have different slopes of the roof, maybe a place where two different slopes meet. Come together, kind of like that. Have you ever heard that place where they come together called anything particular?
Mm-mm.
What about a valley?
I've never heard
it. Does that make any sense? You're just not familiar with that?
I've never heard it.
Okay, fine.